I Sank Molly Brown is another Denver-based band who have been making music together for the last 13 years. They recently played their last show together before disbanding in front of a small gathering of fans at the newly formed Right Heel Studios. Jake, you had to chat with Dylan Self, John Moses, and Caleb Tardio before the show and talked about the band's lengthy history together. Was it a happy or sad occasion for the band?
Well, as you can imagine, it was really a bittersweet moment for these guys. I mean, it was kind of the end of an era for them, and I felt really lucky to be able to catch them at that moment and then to be present at their final show.
Well, we're going to take a listen to that interview in a minute, but first, let's hear a song from that performance recorded live at Right Heel Studios in Colorado Springs. This is I Sank Molly Brown playing their song, Community College.
Gonna call the cops someday.
I'm in the studio with I Sank Molly Brown, Dylan Self, Johnny Moses, Caleb Tardio. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate the offer.
And we find you here on kind of an interesting and historic day for I Sank Molly Brown. You guys have a new EP out, playing a show tonight, and I understand it'll be your last show?
That's correct. Yeah, I believe it will be the last of 13 years of shows, yeah.
How are you guys feeling about that?
Put me on the spot.
I was going to say, do you have a couch we could lay down on and tell you all about it?
Tender, you know, yeah. But it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. I mean, I don't think any of us would have put it down voluntarily. Somebody had to finally grow up. So it turned out to be Caleb. He's going to go do a doctorate program up in Michigan. So we're completely happy for him. But yes.
Also very fragile.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a band, it's like a family.
Yeah, we've lived together for, like Johnny and I have lived together for...
8 years?
Yeah, eight or nine years. And then Dylan and I, like, we all lived together for quite a long time as well. So, like, we go way back. Yeah, I've had a lot of different life things happen with each other. And yeah, it's definitely bittersweet.
Yeah, I was telling a friend of mine that if somebody was in kindergarten when we played our first show together, they're just about to finish their first year of college. That's how long it's been.
So, wow.
So, yeah, we grew up together.
So when did you guys start playing together?
The three of us, January of 2004. Originally, that was a five-piece, and then slowly we lost a couple members. But really is a three-piece since about 2008, give or take. So,
what brought you guys together originally?
I'd been in metal bands for a couple, like punk and metal bands when I was like a kid for probably like 5 or 6 years. I was just getting into more kind of experimental, emo-y and more mathy kind of progressive rock stuff. And so I had started going to a new church with my parents, and Johnny was the drummer there. And like, he was just phenomenal, you know, like just kind of savant at drumming, like right away. So I was like, oh wow,
nobody plays the V drums like me. dark years.
And like after a service, I was like, hey dude, do you like Radiohead and like a couple other bands? And he was like, yes. And I was like, do you want to be in a band? He was like, yes. And then we were in a band for 13 years.
And it just so happened the very first day that I showed up to practice, Dylan came into mm-hmm. town.
Yeah, my brother was the bass player at that same church, and he said, do you want to come to practice? I said, yeah, sure.
And you guys, obviously, like you said, you've been playing for a really long time together, you know, going on 13 years in this configuration. Mm-hmm. So you guys are kind of like elder statesmen around the Denver scene, I would imagine, on some level.
Westward officially retired us.
Yeah. They retired you.
Yeah, we got best progressive rock band 3 times and said, okay, you guys are retired. You can't be nominated anymore. So.
your jersey's hanging in the stadium.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not just an attitude. It's been codified.
Yeah. Wow. Well, do you guys feel like your perspective on the music scene and on being in a band and kind of why you do it and what it's all about has changed over that time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have friends, and your friends will come to your show once. And if they really like it, they will come twice. But if you're a musician, you're going to be playing more than 2 shows. So it ought to be something that your heart's into, that you're really behind. Otherwise, you know, you're kind of spinning your wheels.
How many shows do you think you guys have played together?
Oh, is it in the hundreds?
Definitely.
I'd bet my house 120. I'd be surprised if it was 150, somewhere in there. Like, we usually tracked about one a month, you know, until a little bit recently with everything else going on, but just about one a month for 13 years.
Do you feel like you've kind of come to sort of know how each other think musically and be able to sort of anticipate each other's musical impulses?
Absolutely. Yeah, like I don't even need to look at these guys anymore. Like, it's
we prefer you didn't. I mean, it all came down to mutual respect. I mean, I can't imagine anybody coming up with anything better for the stuff I write than these two, and it seems to be mutual. So that's why it worked, was because you just kind of couldn't wait to hear what the other two were going to come up with, and every time they brought it. So
when you guys look back on these years that you've been playing together, what are some of your favorite memories?
For me, there was a show here in Colorado Springs. Was it Ivy Wild?
Yep.
We played the old art studio at Ivy Wild, and our buddies El Toro de la Muerte invited us. They were just super, super gracious. They played first to kind of warm everybody up. And then we got to play for a room just packed full of people. And we played, instead of on a stage, we played in a round, just kind of staring each other dead in the eye with people all around us. And that was, I mean, we've always really loved the Colorado Springs scene because people actually come out to hear music, not to be seen or to drink beer or to shout over music. So yeah, that's definitely a memorable one for me.
Opening for Terra Melos was pretty huge for me. Like, I've respected those guys for a really long time, and it was really cool to just like share a stage with a guitarist that, you know, and a band that I was like, I want to be you, you know, not in a creepy way, but kind of, you know.
Well, there was the, we played a dog show.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring
like,
that up.
Like Westminster dog show type?
I wish.
It was actually.
It was a Highlands dog show.
Before the Highlands
was
cool.
A little off Westminster. There was an excellent children's mariachi band.
That played right before us.
They played us right off the stage.
They blew us away.
They destroyed us. It was like, it was no competition.
So many times, like, I've looked at the other two and just asked, like, how did we get here? Like, we're just a bunch of dorks who are so scared of being taken seriously. We name our songs things like Trolley Struggle and I'd Give Jesus My Heart and a Kitty. And somehow we kept getting invited to these really cool stages and playing these amazing shows with a lot of really talented people from the I-25 area, you know?
Well, thanks so much for coming in and congratulations on a really incredible run as a band.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you
it.
Very much.
Thank you.
Let's take it out with a song from I Sank Molly Brown's final performance at Right Heel Studios in Colorado Springs. This is the song, Welcome to Earth.
Iron from a million miles away makes it red inside you, makes me gray. You were once a friend to me, yeah. You were once a friend. I saw you just as you seem. Before I dreamt the hemoglobin dream. No, you were once a friend to me. You were once a friend. We'll be right back.
Thank you.